7th grade students at Riverside Middle School in Newcastle created original monologues to share with the community. Take a listen.
The Weird Doctor by Robert, read by Trike. I slapped on my goggles and my special Viking helmet and told the nurse to start pumping Mr. Taylor full of oxygen and carbon dioxide so he could die. And then I told the nurse to blow me up a balloon so I could punch it when I'm stressed out. Life being a doctor. Well, it's not that easy. In fact, it is very hard and stressful. Anyways, I go in to measure the patient's heart, and I squeezed it so hard it popped. Then I murdered the other doctor with my tape measure because he ate part of the patient's arm and brain. What I'm supposed to do. He was eating the patient, and I was hungry, and he didn't even offer me any. And then I proceeded to fight the patient to make me look tough in front of a camera because everybody in the hospital says I'm the weak one. Ah! Oh yeah, Janice, well, I don't see you in here beating this guy up. I love to fight people, especially ones that are laid out on a bed. I also like to fight the elder patients who are grumpy old butts. Speaking of that, there was one who walked into the hospital and was screaming about kids. Me phones? What? Apparently afterwards, he went insane and was put in an asylum. Just like I will be soon after eating that patient's arm and bladder. I'll have to share a room with Mr. Mephone. Anyways, the patients here are weird like me, and soon I believe that I will be one of those weird, claustrophobic, weak, babyish patients.
This has been a collaboration between Riverside Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening!